Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Stan Sperry. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting 9th. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Chapman. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney bunts towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0-1 in the game. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bagby pinch hits for Lefty Grove. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-1 in the game. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Archie McCain now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with McCain covering, for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Werber moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-0 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Finney. The throw from Desautels and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 0-for-1 in the game. Caster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sperry hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Desodles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Desodles and he is safe. Moses steals second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Brucker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. Werber moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Hebbing covering. Safe. Chapman moves to second. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brucker for a passed ball. Kramer moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0 for 3 in the game. Sperry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Sperry moves to second. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Desodles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sperry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Joe Heving. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Nonnenkamp moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 3 in the game. Vosmek hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Mitkiff now pitching. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Caster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins pinch hits for Bobby Doerr. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Desodles strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.